Samantha, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Samantha, are there any factors that we should consider before meeting up with an ex?
Absolutely. There are so many factors. It's really important to consider, what are your motivations behind meeting that ex? Is it to rekindle something? Is it to resolve something? Or is it just a matter of saying, hey, how are you? Is it just sort of exploring what's going on in their world? So think about what their main motivations are. It's really important.
Say, for example, if we were meet up with an ex after a pretty long hiatus period, how should we approach a conversation with them then?
Just imagine they're an old friend. So it's really important not to go into bringing up an unresolved argument for the purpose of arguing and the purpose of trying to be right. It could be an opportunity to say sorry. I think it's really important to keep things really lighthearted with an ex and respect the fact that you two did have a connection and you have shared some really great moments. And perhaps when you are talking, you could talk about those great moments. And if you're interested in, say, if you are interested in rekindling, then it might be an opportunity for you to say, so tell me, is there someone amazing in your life? Who are you looking for? Do you have a dream partner? And that will either open up doors or give you the answers to what you're looking for.
Right. And well, pretty much, you know, you used to be best friends previously. Well, hopefully. So I guess you should really just kind of focus on that friendship, right?
Absolutely. Just have a real respect for it and have a respect for their situation, especially if they've actually moved on. So really just look at their situation, your situation, and keeping things really platonic, if that's where you want to go.
Well, you mentioned before not to bring up past arguments. Are there any other topics or subjects we should avoid?
Oh, absolutely. So don't talk about anything negative or the awful experiences that you've had. Don't go festering too much into their love life either, because that's something that if they're interested in revealing that and want to share that with you, they will. But it's really important not to pry and not to let emotions come in the way, because you could come across as really jealous and it could really sabotage that potential friendship that you may have with that person in the future.
Right. If you're just joining us here on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Samantha Jane, who's giving us a bit of a guideline on what we should and what we shouldn't be asking our ex when we meet up with them. So Samantha, how would you deal with an instance where both parties have conflicting interests? Say, for example, one of them wants to rekindle a relationship, but the other really does have no intention of doing that?
So, that happens frequently, I'm sure. So it's just really important to be really clear with your boundaries and honest. If you are that person that would like to rekindle things, it's really important to respect where that other person is and don't force yourself upon that situation. And if you're the one that's actually experiencing your ex coming back, showing interest, set some really clear boundaries. I like to give sandwich feedback, talk about the positive, then reinforce, I guess, the negative or the statement, the fact that you want, and then follow up with a positive. So be really clear about the intention. And it may even be better, if that is actually happening, to just sabotage, because sometimes it is not possible to be friends with an ex.
Right. And well, just some maybe personal advice for me. I'm seeing my partner's ex tomorrow night for the first time. Any advice?
Wow. that's a tricky situation. But look, just respect that. Just be really open and honest. I think your partner is the most important person here for you to communicate how you actually feel, and be open and honest with your partner about what's going on for you, and they should be at a point where they respect where you're at and make sure you're really comfortable. So don't talk about things, or don't be uncomfortable, put yourself in a situation where you're really feeling uneasy. Just go with the flow, understand that you're the person that's your partner now, and once you've had enough, say, hey, time out now, I've had enough.
Well, hopefully it doesn't get to that point. I'll try my hardest. I'll put all your advice to the test. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Nathaniel.
Thank you.